constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. One of the earliest snowstorms ever in Colorado brought with it some vast temperature swings. The snow was wet and heavy last night and did down a few tree limbs and power lines, but no widespread damage. Boulder got about 4.5 inches, Aspen between 3 and 4. Observers on the Front Range say the storm seemed to be more of a fall novelty than anything else. Denver matched its earliest in-season first freeze date with the previous mark set on September 8th of 1962. Up in the high country, roads did get slick and there were some safety closures along I-70. Despite that snowfall, Larimer County's Cameron Peak wildfire continues to burn.
Even a foot of snow that would amount to about an inch of water isn't nearly enough to put that massive blaze out, although it does help the firefighters slow the flames. Cameron Peak has more than tripled in size since Saturday, scorching more than 102,000 acres, more than 160 square miles of Colorado. Containment lines are only around 4% of the fire's perimeter. The weather has helped, according to firefighters, but they say it would take several storms like Tuesday's to get close to extinguishing such a fire. Where ash had been falling over the weekend, residents were glad to see snow instead, and some were actually allowed to stay at their homes instead of being required to evacuate. Officers look for that fire to burn into October, maybe even November. I'm Jim Williams.
A Colorado Springs woman accused of killing her 11-year-old stepson has been deemed competent to stand trial. Letitia Stoke will have another review of her competency set for November. She reported 11-year-old Gannon missing back in January. A few weeks later, a body was found in Florida and identified as Gannon. Stoke is charged with first-degree murder. The AP is reporting that Denver Broncos star Von Miller has suffered a serious ankle injury that will have him out for Monday's season opener against the Tennessee Titans and could have him out all season. The team is still waiting on official results from an MRI. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Today's challenging times may be making it hard for you to pay your rent or mortgage. Call Colorado Housing Connects, 844-926-6632. They can help. ColoradoHousingConnects.org is where you'll find free legal help, counseling, and financial resources. Don't wait any longer. Call 844-926-6632. Sponsored by Colorado Housing Connects, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect, and call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi folks, this is Luke Lefevre with Alpine Arborist Professional Tree Care. The real bailout is hiring local companies and supporting small businesses here on the Front Range. We are a small family business in Thornton, Colorado. We have ISA certified arborists on each crew. Hire us for all your tree care needs. See us on the web at alpinetreepros.com or call us at 720-470-6101. Call or text. We accept all forms of payment, including gold and silver. alpinetreepros.com, 720-470-6101.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too.
I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy. But someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. This is Kara, and you're listening to Brain Cleavage, and I am back, sort of. I'm really freezing my you-know-what off in the northern tundra of the United States from a remote bunker location where we had 10 inches of snow the other day. However, I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank my guest host last week, Dave, Etheric Dave, who did just a fine job sitting in for me and had a great interview with Dr. Don Huber about GMO and glyphosate and detox and how to keep your immune system strong and all of that wonderful content from last week. So thank you so much, Dave, for sitting in for me last week. This week on Brain Cleavage, which, as you know, is a place for robust thinkers and where there is never any artificial intelligence, it's all human, I am talking with my friend and sponsor from MaxCom, Tom McGuire. Tom, welcome to Brain Cleavage.
Hey, Kara. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you again.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to talking with you today and to introduce our topic. I've chosen a little clip to just get us started here. And this clip is, listen very carefully, because the gentleman speaking has a really thick accent. But it's a story that he tells about a guy who is telling his son what politics is. So let's listen to what this story says about what politics is.
Son, let me put it this way. I have to provide for you. So I am the capitalist, you are the people. Your mother does keep the money. She is the government. The babysitter is the working class, and your baby brother is the future. You understand? Well, the boy couldn't put that jigsaw puzzle together. He said, yeah, I think so. He gone to bed and he's sleeping. While he's sleeping, he hear a little baby brother crying. He went and peep in the room and see the diaper in a mess. So he tried to communicate with the mother. Mommy sung asleep. He decided not to disturb she. He gone to the babysitter. When he watching the room, daddy having an affair with the babysitter. He decided not to disturb them either. So he go and tuck away in bed and he sleep. In the morning, he get up, they having breakfast. He said, Dad, I think I know what is politics. He said, good, tell me in your own small way, what is politics? He said, well, Dad, it's something like this. While the government is asleep, The capitalist screws the working class. The people are ignored while the future is in deep shit.
Well, Tom, what do you think of that description?
Hey, that is a great introduction.
Yeah. Well,
and I love analogies, so it's right up my alley.
Well, it's a place to start anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's we do have a mess on our hands. I think we would agree on that, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I am in total agreement of that.
So today you and I have decided that we'd like to talk about basically Congress. You know, we're going to focus on Congress. We've got an election coming up, obviously, and there's lots of problems in our country in general. And the electoral mm-hmm. process, you know, is a part of that. And we wanted to talk about term limits and some things like that. So that's what we're going to jump into.
Definitely.
Here. And it's going to be a discussion. And we're more than willing to listen to other people's input. If anybody wants to join the discussion, I'll share the phone number for call-in. And that number is 970-587-5171. So, Tom, what do you think about the Congress, and what is the big problem with Congress?
Well, and I think you hit it on the head. It's term limits. And, you know, I think if we take a step back and look at what happened in 1947 when Congress passed the 22nd Amendment, which basically limited the president to two elected terms, and then they could serve out, 2 years of another term, if that were the case, for a total of 10 years. And the reasoning behind this was that too much power for too long is a threat to our freedom. And I think that if you look at our Congress today and what's transpired over the last 30 or 40 years, I think Congress should take a look in the mirror and, apply the 22nd Amendments to themselves. And that's where, there needs to be an amendment to put term limits on Congress.
Well, let's talk about this from all angles, if we can. And
sure.
I think a lot of people probably think we need term limits and want to play the devil's advocate a little bit as well and just really examine it from all angles. So we'll continue this conversation.
Sounds
on the wire. Let us come back to the break.
Please work with Colorado Right to Life to abolish abortion and not with those who regulate it. For the so-called pro-life regulations convince even our own judges that the unborn child has no true right to life. So we've offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name a single justice who has ever acknowledged the unborn child's right to life. Tragically, there are none. See that at AmericanRTL.org/regulations.
I'm Maria Miller, owner of the Miller Insurance Agency right here in Northern Colorado. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, during these unprecedented times, we're all looking at our budgets. Because we're an independent agency, we offer a wide variety of policies from many different companies, so you can pick the one that's just right for you, your family, and your bank account. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage with Kara and my guest, Tom McGuire of MaxCom Corporation. Today, we're a couple of citizens who are sitting here talking about Congress, term limits, and things that will be affecting our elections moving forward, problems, potential solutions, opinions, things like that. When we went away to the break, Tom, you had just introduced a suggestion or a premise that that the 22nd Amendment, which limited presidents to two terms, should be replicated, and that we should have another constitutional amendment that would limit the terms of congressmen. And, you know, I just simply said, let's definitely talk about that. And let's also talk about the pros and cons, because there's a lot of people on both sides of that issue. So on the side of, you know, why we should do that, let's talk a little bit in the context, so that people understand the details as well about what would need to happen and why do we have term limits for the president but not Congress. And there's so many issues that are reflected in this discussion.
And there really are, Kara. And I think it's interesting. You know, this actually goes back to the mid to late 90s that a term limits resolution actually did pass in Congress, but it needs a three-quarters vote, which it did not get the three-quarters vote. It had the majority, but not the amount to actually be implemented. And since that time, there's actually been an organization, you can go to termlimits.com, that's been really working to move towards this agenda of installing some term limits. And, you know, Article 5 of the Constitution allows for the states to call for a convention, because obviously why would Congress want to limit themselves? And there's a lot of arguments, well, you get rid of the good people that are serving and that type of thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you look back to the start of this country with George Washington, they recognized the need to, you know, keep it fresh and keep it flowing. It wasn't a lifetime career. And, you know, if you look at our senators, the top six senators have Patrick Leahy, he's been there for 45 years, and, you know, down to Patty Murray, who's been there for 27 years. And then in the House, I looked at the top six, and it's interesting. And I think it's important to note here, because there's so much partisanship in our country today, this is completely a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't matter if you're on the Democratic side, the Republican side, or one of the independents, because when you look at the top six senators and their length of service, there's three Republicans, three Democrats, and ironically, same thing in the House of Representatives. So, you know, you look at that duration, and I think you can see how there's clearly an amassment of power within those individuals.
Yeah, wow, you've just thrown out a lot of things there. Let's dissect some of that.
Yeah.
Let's go back. First of all, just a point of clarification. You mentioned the website. I know there's a termlimits.org. I'm not sure if there's a termlimits.com.
Sure. So there is a termlimits.com, and I don't it's interesting because there is a termlimits.org as well that I've you know, done some research, but I guess I've actually spent more time on the termlimits.com. And I not to speak out of turn on this one, but I think there's a lot more traction with the Article 5, and I don't know if they're working together.
Okay.
That's something that I'll take as a note to do some additional research on.
Yeah, that's great. If there's both, people can research both of them. Also, if you go to my website, braincleavage.com, there is a whole tab there called Term Limits, and if you go to that tab, You can actually link to, I believe the one that I have linked is .org, but there's an icon there that you can click on, and you can sign the petition if you want to, if you believe in term limits. And again, not everybody thinks that that's the right solution. But let's dissect this a little bit more. The Congress did do some legislation back in the 90s. There was also a Supreme Court ruling in 1995. And I want to be clear about this. The Congress cannot make a law that would term limit themselves, because that has been determined unconstitutional. It has to be a constitutional amendment in order for limits to be terms to be limited, and that's why it took a constitutional amendment to limit the terms of the presidency as well, because our Constitution spells out all of those things, you know, in terms of our form and system and structure of government. So let's talk a little bit about the history of the presidency. We did not have any constitutional amendment to limit the terms of presidents until 1951. And this was why, because we had to have an amendment, and it has to go through a cert process. The Constitution has not been amended very many times. And there's different ways that amendments can be proposed and ratified, and you have to go through those processes. And as you pointed out a little while ago, Tom, it's very unlikely that Congress would want to limit its own power, yet Congress is the branch of government that has basically all the power in terms of putting an amendment to the Constitution on the floor or proposing it. Because even if the amendment is proposed by the states, Congress still has tremendous power and can set limits in how that goes before the people for a vote. So it's a really interesting situation. But we had presidents that limited themselves, starting with President Washington. He said he didn't think that it would be right to serve more than two terms because he didn't want us to have a monarchy. A lot of presidents just sort of took that as a precedent and followed it out of respect for him and that principle. And then in some cases, the people just didn't reelect people more than two terms. But then when FDR came along, he won four terms, and then he died during his fourth term of presidency. And it was at that point, and there'd been a lot of attempts. In fact, did you know that 270 times the Congress tried to bring presidential term limits to a vote for a constitutional amendment? And it failed every time until 1947, when it was first proposed after President Roosevelt died in office. And then it finally was ratified by the states in 1951. So it wasn't even really easy to get that constitutional amendment through. But Congress was probably really anxious to try to limit the power of the president, because that's a competing branch, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that brings us up to this issue of, you know, now there's a lot of people who think that we should limit the Congress as well. And yet they have tremendous power in this process, and they've been basically standing in the way. We could talk about what has to happen, and it is a really high bar that our Constitution sets for constitutional amendments to be made. And there's a lot of wisdom in that, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So it's got two sides.
It definitely has two sides. And, you know, I was always a believer myself of, you know, the voters, that's why we have the ability to vote, right? And it should be up to the voters. But the single fundamental problem there, and I've been saying this for a lot of years, if you want to find out the truth about anything, follow the money trail. And that is the fundamental problem, is that with incumbents, there's so much money behind them when they finally get in there, between the lobbyists and, you know, all of the other avenues, that, you know, typically a challenger can't overcome the amount of money that's raised. And, you know, I, for one, think that that's one of the single biggest problems in the whole process, is the amount of money that's put into it. So... You know, and that's what makes it difficult for the voters, because, you know, especially in today's day and age with the media blast, I mean, look, we've been inundated with these elections for over a year now. And, you know, I live here in North Carolina, and for the last 2 months, it has been nonstop with the Senate races and the congressional races, the advertising and the campaigns. And it's just, it's amazing how much money is dumped into this getting elected. But there's a lot on the line for them as well, right?
Evidently, when you look at how much money they have before they go into Congress versus how much money they're worth when they come out of Congress or during that process, you know? So it seems to be very lucrative.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had discussed, Kara, about the local congressional there in Colorado, and I just happened to do a little research, and I'm not, you know, throwing stones. It's just an actual observation that I was able to pick up. But, you know, Diane DeJette is Colorado District 1 and was elected back in 1997. So she's been in Congress for 24 years. And, you know, in 2004, net worth was $457,000. And in 2018, over $3 million. So, you know, that's significant change in, you know, income. And then, of course, there's a lot of other examples out there. And again, I don't know the circumstances behind that, but it just, it is interesting when you go through that and, you know, see what somebody goes in and then they come out. I mean, obviously, they make a lot of connections. There's a lot of money behind them to support the various initiatives that are out there.
How much did you say that you found out that Nancy Pelosi is worth? What is her net worth?
I think it was like $16 or $17 million. And, you know, I guess what's hard to disseminate there is that, you know, a lot of it is tied to her husband and investments. But I think what's interesting there is prior to her going into Congress, I don't believe that she had any other paying job. I had done some quick research on that, and I'm trying to recall that, but I seem to recall reading that, you know, prior to Congress, she didn't have an income. So
that's a beauty queen and a model.
Yeah.
I think that she did some modeling work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's, yeah, she's been in politics forever.
Yeah. And again, I think it's fair to state that it's both sides of the aisle because, you know, Mitch McConnell's been in there for 35 years in the Senate. So, you know, there's a lot of longevity on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, it's there's a lot of motivation to stay in there, right? Especially for the donors and the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we just got a suggestion from Etheric Dave. He'd like to chime in, so I'm going to bring him on here.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Dave, welcome to Brain Cleavage. What's your thought?
Okay, well, fantastic. I'm all about the term limits, but how about we limit the election season? Most of the civilized nations out there will limit their election season to either weeks or maybe at most a couple months. What we have here, it's always election season. They're always electioneering, 100% of the time, and I think we're all a little sick of it.
Amen, Dave. And that's, you know, was that I was alluding to with the bombardment of advertisements here, and there's so much money involved in this. And you look at the amount of money that's wasted on campaigning. That is absolutely something that has to tie into this is campaign finance reform. But, you know, Kara and I were touching on this, and that's another issue, is that there was some campaign finance laws passed many years ago, but all that did was restrict individuals. You still have these PACs out there that are, you know, heavily funded and supported. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things that are an issue that are, how do we fix them all, you know? And so, of course, when you're on the radio live, you know, that's when people with your business want to call you. And that's okay.
Exactly. I was trying to run out of the room. Sorry about that.
You don't want to hang up on them, but, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, guys, we'll be back right after the break. We're talking to Tom McGuire about election reform. We'll be back in a moment. Don't touch that dial.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Oh, beautiful.
Does the American flag offend you? Call 1-800-LEAVE-AMERICA. If not, call 970-460-8873 and book a fly fishing trip on the North Platte River. Come experience peak dry fly season this summer in the North Platte Valley. Or chase big browns this fall through November. 8 hours on a drift boat, experienced guides, lunches and flies included. Visit trouttamers.com and thank you for supporting KHNC.
Would you like to help others in the poverty-stricken areas of the world? Pastor Oscar Bogart in South Africa is a direct line to feed those in need, preach the gospel, and keep God in Africa. He's asking for your support to obtain a church for these missions. Visit GoFundMe.com/Church South Africa. That's GoFundMe.com/Church South Africa. Or you can WhatsApp Pastor Bogart directly at 2764-432-9857. That's WhatsApp at 2764-432-9857.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep